Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. As we spend more and more time at home, the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has tips on ways to save. Visit ComEd.com/home savings.
You've seen a lot of this over the course of the stay-at-home order, the pandemic, in an effort to pass the time and break the boredom. People are going old school with the way they're spending their time. Namely, puzzles have become much more popular again.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing those.
Your grandparents' fun has now become your fun. And I saw a story yesterday that's called Why Jigsaw Puzzles Are So Soothing and Addicting Right Now, much like Billie Eilish songs right before the show starts. Why jigsaw puzzles are so soothing and addicting. They offer a sense of control. There's a clear purpose with a conclusion. You can feel accomplishment. It has a meditative experience to it. You can make it about togetherness. And I think that brings in some of the frustration when you get a whole family. Because I was trying to do it with my daughter. And then, you know, the frustration starts to kick in because, well, nobody can figure out any pieces to put anywhere.
Yeah.
Once you get the border done, it's right. A free-for-all.
Right.
And it'll sit there for years.
Yeah.
And then finally, they provide a welcome escape, all of which seem to be true. But my question becomes, I'm wondering, when it comes to puzzles, because I thought about getting one the other day and trying over with my kids, going, let's try this again.
Okay.
I just don't know the right number of pieces in order for it to be something you can, A, accomplish, but B, isn't too easy.
That's a good question.
I can't believe you're asking this. It's hilarious.
Fine line.
It's hilarious.
It is, because I was having this conversation 2 days ago because we had, I'll tell you the amount of puzzle pieces that we were trying to do in a second. But we were just talking about this. It's just bizarre.
Okay. 312-233-101.
Well, you said well, you asked me why it was funny. And I said because I was just talking about it.
But you didn't really tell us why.
That's why it was funny, because I was just talking about it. It's an interesting timing.
What a coincidence.
Oh, so it's more of a coincidence than funny.
Coincidences are funny.
Okay. I got you. I'll work this out. Burn off the energy. This is why I have to get you back in the studio, because I feel like you're in the other room, so sometimes you jump in.
Get out of here.
Because you know I can't see you. You're like, hey, I'm over here, I got something. Hey, I'm over here, I got something. But when you're 8 feet or 6 feet away from me, I can see you, and you can actually be involved in it.
Yeah.
You got to move back in here. It's getting to be time. 312-233-1019. So the question becomes, how many pieces? Because I think I was at Walgreens or something, and they got your 500s, they got your thousands, a 1,000-piece puzzle, which sounds like, you know, something you'd do if you were on death row to me.
Right. Maybe if you've reached puzzle expert level.
Like, how long does it take the average person who's really trying to get it done to finish 1,000 pieces? It would take me, I think, a lifetime.
My mom and I just started a 1,000-piece puzzle.
That's a lot of pieces.
It's been 6 weeks.
Mm. How far are you? A quarter away, the eighth of the way, halfway?
My mom just made some intense progress. I'd say we're a third of the way.
Wow.
I only did the border and this one apron in the picture.
That's it.
And she did the rest. Mm-hmm. And now it's at my place, and I got to finish it.
But are you a huge baby if you go like, all right, we're going to get a 200-piece puzzle? Could a toddler do that?
I don't think you're a baby. I think if you're restarting in the puzzle game for the first time in a long time, I think that's okay.
I was considering going out and buying one of those. It's like 10 pieces.
And it's actually the wood base.
Right, it's in the wood.
the shapes are cut out for you.
Yeah, try to put baby that together.
Those are great. I thought about that.
Hey, you'll feel accomplished after you finish it.
For my simple brain. Hi, Mitzi, what is the right number of pieces so I don't feel like a complete idiot?
You probably want to start at like 500 pieces.
500.
Seriously?
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes it's not the amount of pieces, it's the brand of puzzle, because some of the cheaper puzzles, they're like multiple pieces that can fit in there and they don't look right. Like the better puzzles, like there's only one piece that fits in that spot.
Totally.
You know what's interesting too? I saw one that was like just red. It was like no picture or whatever, it's just red, and it was 1,000 pieces.
I'm glad you said that, too.
I said, that will actually drive someone insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Insane.
Don't do that. You have to try every piece in that spot until you find it, and go and try every other piece in that spot. Mm-hmm. It'll drive you nuts.
Now, for 500 pieces, Mitzi, a 500-piece puzzle, the average person who, you know, is going to spend, let's say, a half hour to an hour on it each day, how long will that take to finish it?
Maybe about a week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh.
That's much better than I expected.
No kidding.
Do you agree with what you've just heard there, Kathy?
I said 500. My girls have been doing puzzles since December. Mm-hmm. Over 130 puzzles.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa. Yes. They're like pros. They've gone pro.
Mostly all Disney puzzles.
All right.
And they actually went out and bought a puzzle board on Amazon where you can put all your pieces and organize them.
Right. Okay. I'm thinking, so yep. they done 135, so like, and they're all Disney, so like they're from Goofy to Minnie to Mickey. They're just big 500-piece puzzles of each.
And then some of them are 1,200-piece puzzles. Some of them are 1,000.
Well,
but I think 500 is... But I think 500, if you're starting, is the right amount.
Oh.
Don't they label those puzzles, like, by age also? Like, this is good
well,
for
see,
people
that,
4 to 12 or something like that.
That makes me feel worse, too, because
you know,
I can get one 4 to 12 and I can go 6 weeks and drive myself crazy
yeah.
on
yeah.
it and then feel even worse about myself that an 8-year-old could have done this and I can't. I don't even read those. I'm purely piece-based, not age-based. New survey says 80% of employees waste time at work playing phones or playing games on their phones.
Hmm.
Violetta has confirmed that happens. She saves all of her game playing on her phone for when she's at work. When she's away from work, she has important things to do. She doesn't have time for games on her phone.
Kind of.
But here, it's a whole different ballgame. 312-233-1019. Whip, what, Happy Shark?
Hungry Shark.
Hungry Shark.
He's happy after he eats you.
Not to be confused with Happy what, Lauren? What do you play?
Happy Glass.
Happy Glass. And what is that?
Water falls down and you have to try and get into a glass drawing lines.
Okay.
Wait,
happy
that sounds
glass.
So fun.
Hours
it
and hours
fun.
And hours of fun, huh?
Yes, definitely.
Happy Glass. Got it. From Happy Glass to what game is a can't miss, Danny?
I play Clash of Clans every day for the last 6 years.
Clash of Clans. Clash every of single Clans. Day for the last 6 years.
Yeah, we're a top 5 clan in the U.S.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, how does it work?
It's a strategic war game, and been playing eight battles a day. Every single day I got to get in. I got to train troops. That takes half hour between, you know, so I set an alarm so I get my attacks in so I don't have to worry about it when I get home and get yelled at.
That is a very, very involved, time-invested game. You ever think about Hungry Shark? Can I throw you something
yeah,
to
my
about?
Kid plays it. My kid plays it.
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, my 8-year-old plays that one. All right. And number 3, Sharon, the game you play.
Trivia Crack.
Trivia Crack.
That's the one I forgot. I love that.
Trivia Crack.
I love it. Keep your brain working.
Uh-huh. Okay. Plus, it makes you feel smart because you kind of answer questions all around about, like, history and...
Hence the reason it's called Trivia.
Yeah.
Trivia Crack.
Yeah. But it's easy to lose, too.
Number 2, game you must play. John.
I play a game called Gummy Drops.
Gummy Drops. I think I've heard of that one.
Oh, I've heard of that one, too.
It's
a fun game. It's two little cities, and as you learn stuff about the cities that you go on, and you just kind of play around the world.
Gotcha.
All right.
Oh, and Hungry Shark, both of them are both good games.
Right. See,
there you go.
Gummy Drops, Whip. You pair it up with some Hungry Shark, you got yourself an afternoon.
Cool.
And finally, in at number 1, the games that you play, Jessica.
Dice with Buddies.
It just sounds like a good time.
It is.
And is it like, you know, you're gambling in the corner, rolling the bones, everybody's throwing dollars down, nobody knows what's happening?
Actually, no, it's just like Yahtzee, only you play different people or you can do challenges against the phone itself.
Aha, Dice with Buddies. Although Yahtzee will pass the hours mindlessly for days on end. Americans can't wait to spend their money when the country reopens, says this study.
Mm-hmm.
All sorts of things. Buying cars. That's what Generation Z wants to do. 14% say that. Also, people are planning vacations. Planning vacations. Look at this. Hi, Angie. What can you not wait to spend your money on?
Hi. I can't wait to spend my money on a pedicure, and I already booked a trip to California. So
a trip
can't do it
to
there.
California.
Yeah.
Where are you going to California?
I'm going to Northridge and then Covina. My grandmother actually passed the COVID, so she's getting her burial.
Oh,
I'm
very sorry to hear that.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you.
So going to California.
That's nice.
By the way, speaking of California, the University of Southern California just opened or is going to reopen, they say, in the fall.
USC, okay.
So now you're seeing, like, Notre Dame. My son goes to Texas. They're going to reopen. Yeah. All these different schools are coming up with new plans on how they're going to do it.
Right.
What are you planning to do, Renee, now that things are opening? You can spend your money.
I'm going to have a party.
Going to have
nothing
a party.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing crazy. Not a ton of people, but I'm very social, and I'm famous for my Bloody Marys. So I'm going to have some people over and cook out and have a little Bloody Mary festival.
What's the count now? 10? Is that the count, Whip? 10 people?
10, that's correct. Yep, 10.
You're going to have 10 people, 10 of your closest friends over. Are you going to be able to do that, Renee?
Yep, I've already invited them, and we'll be set to go.
Evites are in place. Another Renee. What are you going to do? You can't wait to spend your money, Renee.
We're getting a new roof on our house.
A new roof. Everybody should get one. I mean, if you don't have one, you're not cool.
Absolutely. And right. I'm also a personal trainer and a fitness instructor, and we can't wait to get our members outside.
Oh, I bet.
I got 9 new clients just because of the opening.
Man, you're going to be running around 9 chubby people. I'm telling you, I would be one of them. Just running around a bunch of chubby people have been sitting around for 70 days.
For sure.
Can't wait for what, Sean?
Hey, me and my wife are going to finally take our honeymoon.
Look at that.
Oh, congratulations.
What great news.
Thank you.
Yeah.
When did you get married?
April 18th.
April 18th. Very nice.
You lovebirds are getting to celebrate.
Yes. We're back spreading.
And where are you going to be going on your honeymoon?
Hawaii.
Aha.
Beautiful. Oh, look at you.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Nice.
I've always wanted to go there.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, me too. First time going.
Yeah, that'll be
nice.
Great.
You'll have a good time.
Yeah, you should go, Melissa. Why don't you do
I
that?
Know.
Everybody wants to spend their money now. You should be doing that.
I know.
Book your trip to Maui right now. That'd be nice.
So cool.
What's that?
That would be so cool.
Look at how excited Violetta got. You can take Violetta.
I guess so.
You and Zoom, Jim, and Violetta.
Okay, why not?
That'd be great. Anybody listening who, with your own little mini obsessive compulsive moment, 312-233-1019. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What was yours?
I had to go to a store 20 minutes away, got there, and thought, did I let my dog in? And drove all the way back to make sure that I had left my dog.
Check the dog.
You walk in, the dog's just sitting there on the couch. Yeah, I'm right here. No problem.
Right.
I needed to be sure. I couldn't have you wandering the neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah, totally. I get that.
Okay,
312-233-1019. Hey, John.
Yeah, I drove 40 minutes to work just to turn around and drive all the way back to the gosh darn garage door. Did I shut the garage door?
Oh,
I get that.
Man.
I can't go on with your day. I worry about the garage door a lot.
Right.
I really do worry about that one a lot.
I always think it's going to pop open, too. Like close halfway, and then I accidentally hit the button again.
At least once a week. What was that?
Sounded like
what? What are you making?
I'm not making anything.
I heard the clink, 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 clink.
I know.
Are you making a drink?
I bumped my coffee.
What is the big thing you have on your lap that you're filling?
The big thing I have on my lap?
I saw it. You have to tell us now.
What?
You've got a big thing on your lap.
I have like a the stuff for the coffee. I don't know.
It's a creamer.
Like, yeah.
That's like a 14-gallon drum of creamer.
It kind of looks like a protein jar, you know, like we have protein powder.
312-233-1019. Yeah, I have to drive around the block sometimes. Drive around the block.
With the garage door, yeah.
Just to make sure.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, what's going on?
What do you get obsessive compulsive about?
Well, it's not me, but it's my wife. We had to drive an hour back because she forgot her thong in the middle of the floor, and the housekeeper was coming.
Her what?
Her thong.
Her thong.
Like, I think I left it on the floor. It'll be fine. It's awesome. We got to go back.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
She'll see it. I said,
who cares? And she's like, well, I'm not having someone pick up my underwear.
Right. I can't let her know that I wear a thong. Yeah. She can't know that.
Oh my God.
That's between us.
And the housekeeper
I had to do the same thing. I was going back to check my garage. I'm like, did I pick up my thong?
From the garage floor.
Right. Gotta go outside and check. If you didn't hear the story, here's the follow-up, because all morning long I've been getting emails asking about it, too, from yesterday. I can't believe two kittens are the touchstone, the point that everybody needs to find out how the story ended.
It's a nice distraction.
So I got home 2 days ago or whatever, yesterday? I can't even remember.
Yeah. Yesterday? One of these days. This
well,
week.
Yesterday was the first time we heard about the...
No, it would have been the night before.
Monday. There
you
go.
The day before.
So, yeah, yeah, I got home and I heard something. I was walking. I'm like, what is that meowing?
What is that?
Meowing. I don't have a cat. I don't even like cats. So I went around the side of the house and it got louder and louder. And I thought, uh-oh. And I looked down in the window well. There's a grate over the window well. And I looked down in the window well. And on the screen, clutched to the screen, looking up at me, are four eyes. Two baby little kittens. I'm like, oh, great. What are you guys doing in there?
No, and they're all fluffy.
Now I have to do something.
Exactly. You can't leave them there.
You can't.
No.
I mean, many people think I'm heartless, but I'm not. What am I going to do?
I know. That's the best thing I learned from this story.
Yeah. So I take the grate off, and I try to climb down, and they're hissing and like they're probably rabid, gonna kill me.
And aren't you allergic?
Deathly allergic. By the way, thank you to everybody who's tweeting me and emailing me and go, why didn't you keep them? Because I would have died then. I would have died. So I get down there and I'm trying to think, all right, well, can I get them in a towel? How am I going to get them out of here? They're clutched to the screen. Then they drop. They're all cuddled up together, like protecting each other from the big bad Eric.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm here to help you. So I named them Rick and Jose so that they would have a personality.
What is Bart? So, was Rick the one that was hissing a lot, or Jose?
Rick was the protective one. Jose was totally chill.
Yeah, okay.
So I got down in there, and I couldn't get them because I thought they were going to kill me. And then, so I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go get a box. So I went and got a box, and by the time I got back, they were back up on the screen trying to crawl out, but they couldn't get out.
Right.
So I put the box underneath them, and I looked at them, I go, well, it's only a matter of time. You can't hold that position forever.
It's a waiting game.
Right, so I just sat there, and we all stared at each other, and eventually they dropped into the box.
Right.
I put a towel down there, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, and then put some milk in there. I've since learned that was a bad move.
You didn't yell that for that?
Well, every cartoon I've ever seen, that's
exactly
what happens.
Yeah, they perpetuated a lie all these years.
I don't know. So I put a towel in there. I tried calling, animal control. Still haven't heard back from them.
Really?
No, you're not going to.
Yeah, I once had like a fox loose in my yard in a fenced-in area, but they're like, can't help you, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that what you guys do?
Apparently not.
So if they don't, what do they do? That might be another subject.
I've called animal control in my city at least three or four times. I've never once heard from them or seen them.
Remember
ever.
I had that rabid raccoon on someone's driveway, and I called them, and they're like, they're sorry, there's nothing we can do. I'm like,
isn't that
rabid.
What you do?
Right. I mean, on TV, you see them with the long sticks, and they will corral the animals.
Right. There's old TV shows about it.
Exactly. I think it's a fake place.
So then I never heard back from them. And then I tried calling the Humane Society. They were closed. And there's supposed to be an emergency. So I go to the hospital, the animal hospital. Like, we can't help you. I'm like, you're an animal hospital. Like, sorry.
Yeah.
$30, we can help you if you want to house it. I'm like, what? And then I said, what if I leave them right here in a box? And I'm like, well, then we would take them in.
Oh. Red tape. Red tape everywhere.
It doesn't make any sense. I'm like, that's the dumbest policy I've ever heard. And they were nice at the hospital. They're like, well, we'll try to call the Humane Society, and they couldn't get a hold of them or whatever. But then the Humane Society got back to me. Mm-hmm. Very nice people.
Okay.
And arrangements were made, and I dropped Rick and Jose off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you cry?
Good.
You missed them.
No, I don't.
You started getting attached.
No, I didn't. They're wonderful kittens that will go to a great home somewhere. It just won't be mine.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Well, some people love kittens. We know that.
Oh my gosh. I was overwhelmed by people that wanted to
love kittens.
Yeah.
I was overwhelmed by people that wanted to adopt Rick and Jose. But somebody will. It turns out they're both boys, so that has been confirmed.
Good job.
And they are about 4 weeks old.
Oh, wow. That's really young.
Yeah, they're young.
I mean, it's really little.
Yeah. Yeah, they were little ones. So, as you can see in the picture.
I bet they're meowing, being like, where's Eric?
No, they're not.
Where's Eric? We miss Eric.
Please don't do the cat voice. I think they're relieved.
They're going
to a place that can handle them much better than me. Like, I tried to feed them milk and bourbon. I didn't know what to give them.
Yeah.
I'm like, I looked at them like, all right, I got milk and I got bourbon. Which one do you guys want?
Now they'll really miss you.
Right. So, they're going to a loving home somewhere. They're in great
hands.
That's
a great update.
For all of you that were concerned about it. Catwatch 2020. Rick and Jose. 312-233-1019. My brother is an essential worker, so I've been taking care of my nephew. I found out that he's a little exercise guru. He stops periodically while doing his homework to do sit-ups, push-ups, and jumping jacks.
Oh. Hey.
Yeah.
That's
good thing
good
to
habit.
Be distracted by if you're going to be distracted.
Weird thing you've learned about kids since being quarantined with them. For some reason, my 7-year-old son has to find wherever the dog is chilling in the house and make sure he's in the background of all his Zoom meetings and homework photos.
It's like Cheryl Scott.
Gotta have the, yeah, like Lola.
Oh, yeah, she does that with her dog,
Lola.
Dog. Yeah,
yeah. Always. Yeah. I've learned that my 9-year-old son loves watching Dr. Phil. Oh, you're kind of guy. Whip.
Who doesn't love Dr. Phil, really?
He says the episodes with the out-of-control kids are the best.
Yeah.
Love those.
You got to rein them in.
That's right. 312-233-1019. What you've learned about your kids. This is a good one here. Look at this. Hi there. What you've learned about your kids during all of this stay-at-home quarantine. Hi there, Mandy.
Hi.
Hi. What have you learned?
My 15-year-old daughter cannot move across the house without doing some sort of TikTok dance.
Ah, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yep. Yes, I forgot about that.
Really good.
Yeah, my daughters do nonstop TikTok, too. Yeah. Have you joined in on any of them?
Well, yeah.
Of course. It's more fun that way.
You know what? You might want to let her keep doing that. I read a story about the highest paid TikTok stars of 2020.
Okay.
Oh.
So, Violetta, who tracks all this stuff for us, says she handles our social media. What's hot on the talk coming up exactly 1 hour from now. Are you going through your TikTok videos?
I sure am.
Do you know any of these people? Somebody named Charlie D'Amelio. That's Charlie with an I. It's a girl.
Oh, okay.
Charlie D'Amelio. Do you know her?
I don't.
She has 52 million followers.
Oh, my God.
3.5 billion total likes and an average engagement rate of 5.5%. D'Amelio is estimated to earn between $31,000 and $52,000 per post on TikTok.
Yeah.
Per post.
Oh, my God.
Which mostly featured just her dancing and lip-syncing to popular songs.
I bet she did.
What an absolute scam she's got going.
So, can I tell you something, Eric? It's funny because my daughter and her friend, they're 12.
Right.
They wanted us to get Charlie on the show.
And they love her.
I'm like, okay, if you can get in touch with her, please tell her to come on.
She's earning, when she posts something, she's basically earning $45,000 every time she posts a video of her, you know, like a dancing to a Beyonce song.
I know. Yeah. And the Whip, like you've said before, is it like the lottery? You're like one in a million that gets to be that. There's a million people who are posting these things.
It's like a matter of luck, timing, skill, looks, and all the other stuff, I guess.
Lauren Gray. By the way, Charlie is the highest paid TikTok star of 2020. In at number two is Lauren Gray. Her Instagram follower account has 43 million people.
Wow.
Lauren Gray is estimated to earn between $25,000 and $42,000 per post.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
Do you know how to find what's trending as far as songs on TikTok? Do you do that, Violetta?
Yeah.
Find the songs that are trending on TikTok?
Yeah.
Download TikTok to your smartphone, which many of you have done. Sign up, create your profile, explore the app for a couple minutes. Click on the Discover option with a search lens to access the list of trending songs and trending hashtags on TikTok. Or you just wait until about 8:55 or so, and we'll just tell you. When should you talk about your exes on dates? Relationship experts say date number what? You can bring up the crazy ex-boyfriend. How long? 312-233-1019. How many dates you say you and Zoom Jim have been on?
Your new boyfriend.
Yeah, it's my boyfriend. 15. At least 15.
And I want you to try to recall, because you said you have talked about exes. I want you to try to recall what date that would have been. And we'll find out here in just a second.
Okay, yeah.
How many dates should you wait, say relationship experts? Hi, Amy.
Hi. I'd say eight.
Yeah, you don't have to wait that long.
No? Good.
Surprise. Wow. Melissa didn't wait that long. Violetta thinks that's not long enough. Interesting. How many dates, Robert?
Six.
No. Good guess. Don't have to wait that long.
Oh.
How many? Whip doesn't like that one.
Well, I thought maybe it was in between or something.
How many? That would have been seven then.
Or something.
Yeah. How many dates, Colleen, do you have to wait before you talk about your ex, according to relationship experts?
Three
is exactly correct.
Wow.
3 dates.
That's it?
Yeah.
Before you bring the crazy out?
Yeah, well, you know, you got 3 dates. I guess you've probably established the type of person you are to some degree, and then you go, all right, let me give you a little background on why I'm crazy.
Oh, no, bury it.
Because of their crazy. How many dates did you wait, Melissa?
Five.
5 dates. And who talked about exes first, you or him?
Mm, man, probably me, but I mean, immediately following my discussion came his discussion.
It opens the door.
Exactly.
Do you think women bring up the exes before men normally, generally? I don't have the answer. I don't know.
I would say probably, just we're more emotional, you know. You don't think so?
I think men bring it up.
I think guys like to tell you who they were with.
What does that
like
mean?
Almost like a badge of honor, like just so you know, like I've dated other people. And it's like, I know. Well, like almost to be like, I'm hot, like to give you a reason to like them more, which is a strange reason because I don't want to hear about your exes.
Well, then that's a guy
wouldn't
might
they,
be a little
they do
insecure
that if
or
they're
something.
Like, if they're like, just so you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to sleep with Kylie Jenner. Aren't they more specific? They don't just throw out, just so you know, I've had women.
Well, you give...
don't do that, do they?
No, but if you give me like a name or how you knew them, I'll find them on the internet and then I'll know.
Really, that speaks to your crazy then. You're a big, a creepy, crazy internet stalker, then.
No, I mean, you know. And then you find experts. A friend to friend them so you can see.
Yeah, you're not crazy at all. if you're dating Violetta, break up immediately.
Right.
Relationship experts say you should wait around 3 dates before bringing up the ex. When you're first getting to know someone, it's important to keep the focus on exactly that, getting to know them. Oftentimes, as a defense mechanism, we talk about the past or the future rather than revealing information about ourselves at the moment and staying in the present. It's a huge turnoff to your new date because it sends a message that you're possibly not over your ex, Violetta, or you're playing the comparison game, Violetta.
I don't like being compared. That sucks.
Yeah, interesting. So they say wait about 3 dates. And in fact, a survey has found that during the stay-at-home order and the self-quarantine, more and more people have been reaching out or did reach out to their exes in record numbers, some say. 50% of those people in quarantine, 50%. Have reached out to multiple exes.
Yeah, three of my exes have reached out to me during quarantine.
I wonder why that is. Let me tell you. You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
I have it here somewhere.
Oh.
I have it here. The pandemic is prompting people to revisit relationships that fell apart. It's giving you time to sit at home while drunk and reflect on your misgivings in the relationships and decide, you know what, I should have done that differently. I'd like to clarify a few things with that person. Or it allows you to get 3 glasses of wine in and then the anger starts to churn up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you hate text them, which doesn't go well.
All you guys are really having a session here.
Yeah. The pandemic is prompting people to revisit relationships that fell apart. There's something about feeling like the world is going to end that makes you fearless to becoming vulnerable, say many people, and hence the reason they're reaching out. Surprised by that?
I am, because my reach outs were really nice. They weren't like hate-filled.
I was just using that as a...
Yeah.
Not saying. You are so literal. You are the most literal person I've... Well, actually, specifically.
Well, because I thought it was weird because they have girlfriends. I'm like, why are you texting me?
Oh, I've dated a lot of women.
I they didn't say a lot of women, Eric.
I know they didn't say that.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
There are mantras they say you should repeat when you're dying to text your ex.
Tell me.
What are you supposed to say?
Tell me.
The top 3 mantras you should repeat. I'm just bored. There are better ways to spend my energy.
I was about to ask if just being bored and having them as an option was a reason you might do it.
Tied with, we've already said everything that needs to be said to one another. In at number 2, the sooner I put them in the past, the sooner I will step into my future.
Yeah.
Sounds like a t-shirt.
Oh, my God.
And finally, I've made too much progress to go back now.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
that's a good
one.
You
can make them even easier.
All good ones that you're supposed to say to yourself, say relationship experts, when you feel that moment of weakness where you're going to text your ex. And then you think to yourself, okay, well, who's most likely to do that? Who's most likely to text their ex? Well, that is easy to figure out.
Really?
You know how? You just go into the zodiac zone. Because there are 3 zodiac signs that are most likely to text their ex during quarantine. So you might look back and go, I can't believe I heard from him. Or, where did she come from? She's been gone for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, of course, Zodiac. She's one of those. Yeah.
This has been the best 5 minutes
I thought
ever.
You might like it. Yeah. The top 3 Zodiac signs most likely to text their ex during quarantine. Once again, let's go around the room as a fresh reminder. Melissa, your sign is?
Libra.
Whip, yours is?
Virgo.
Violetta, yours is?
Pisces.
And I am an Aquarius. In at number three on the three zodiac signs most likely to text their ex during quarantine, Scorpio. Scorpio.
Yeah, sneaky.
Also a great soap opera name. At number two, Leo. Leo. Once again, a great soap opera name as well. And finally, you're Leo, right?
None of us are Leo. I'm a Libra.
Oh, I thought you said Leo. And finally, in at number one, the Bull, Taurus. They will text you.
Oof. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. As we spend more and more time at home, the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has tips on ways to save. Visit ComEd.com/home savings.